Good day, this is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 440 for Thursday, June 18th. I'm Taryn Shields. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was softer on Thursday as traders took a breather after rallying sharply higher on Tuesday and Wednesday. Values were anywhere from 90 cents to $3 lower, July down $2.40, while November beans were down $2.60 at $493.60 per ton. A lack of activity from domestic crushers also kept things quiet as they sit on the sidelines waiting for margins to improve. Much of the day's trade was linked to routine export pricing and small speculative activity. Weakness in Chicago soy oil futures and forecasts calling for rain in parts of Alberta for the next week or so were bearish, though ideas that the precipitation will be too little too late were supportive, as were worries about wet weather reducing U.S. soybean acreage. Strength in the Chicago soybean market and reports of very cool weather overnight in parts of Manitoba and Saskatchewan were also bullish. Temperatures dropped to 0 degrees Celsius in some regions, which will likely not damage the canola crops, but will slow crop development. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were untraded and unchanged. Looking at the U.S. market, soybean futures were firmer, while corn and wheat were down slightly after a choppy day. Soybean futures in Chicago were anywhere from steady to 8 cents higher. November beans up 1.25 cents at $9.41 a bushel. July beans up 8 cents at $9.77. Follow-through buying on recent gains and ongoing worries about wet weather reducing U.S. soybean acres this spring were bullish. Traders are also worried about excess moisture damaging soybean crops that have already been seeded. Though global supplies of soybeans remain very large, which tempered the upside. Corn values in Chicago were down slightly, taking some direction from the weaker wheat market. Prices were anywhere from 1 to 2 cents lower, July 1.25 cents softer at $3.58 a bushel. A pickup in farmer selling, profit-taking, and talk that crops are looking good in the U.S. were also bearish, though steady demand for the U.S. commodity and weakness in the U.S. dollar were supportive. Wheat values in Chicago were down slightly after a day of very choppy activity. The large global supply situation continued to overhang the market. The prices for wheat were anywhere from 2 to 4 cents softer, July down 3.5 cents at $4.87¾ per bushel. Chart-based selling and a continued lack of export demand for U.S. wheat supplies were also weighing on the market, though some support came from worries about wet weather delaying harvest and causing quality and disease problems for some U.S. winter wheat crops. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, June 18th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Taryn Shields.